Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nut Trees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book. In What You Do Is Who You Are, How to Create Your Business Culture. Ben Horowitz, a seasoned Silicon Valley entrepreneur and venture capitalist, delves deep into the realm of business culture, exploring not just its importance, but also how it can be meticulously crafted and nurtured. Drawing from a wealth of experience, historical examples, and detailed case studies, Horowitz presents a compelling narrative that bridges the gap between the abstract concept of culture and tangible actions that leaders can take to shape it. This book serves as a guide for anyone interested in understanding the profound impact culture has on a company's success and how it can be harnessed to foster innovation, create a strong brand identity, and achieve long-term goals. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the importance of business culture. Ben Horowitz lays out a foundational premise that the culture of a business profoundly impacts every aspect of its operations, from decision-making processes to employee engagement and customer satisfaction. He argues that culture is not an intangible, nebulous concept, but rather something that can be defined, measured, and, most importantly, shaped. Horowitz brings to life examples of successful companies that have leveraged their culture as a competitive advantage, highlighting how aligning a company's values with its mission can lead to unprecedented success. Secondly, crafting your company's culture. Horowitz presents a detailed roadmap for leaders to follow in creating or reshaping their company's culture. He emphasizes the importance of defining clear values that encapsulate the essence of the company's identity and objectives. Through engaging anecdotes and the study of diverse historical leaders, he illustrates the process of embedding these values into the daily operations of a company. This segment challenges the reader to think critically about the legacy they want their company to leave and how to operationalize core values to influence behavior and decision-making at all levels. Thirdly, lessons from historical figures. One of the most intriguing aspects of the book is Horowitz's use of historical figures to draw parallels with modern business leadership and culture building. From Haitian Revolution leader Toussaint Louverture to the samurai culture of ancient Japan, Horowitz manages to extract timeless principles of leadership, ethics, and cultural cohesion. This section makes a compelling case for the universality of certain leadership qualities and how they can be adapted to foster a strong, resilient business culture. Fourthly, navigating challenges in culture building. Culture building is not without its challenges, and Horowitz does not shy away from discussing the potential obstacles and pitfalls leaders may face. Among these challenges are maintaining culture during rapid growth, merging cultures in the case of acquisitions, and rejuvenating a stagnant or toxic culture. Horowitz provides practical strategies and examples from companies that have successfully navigated these challenges, offering hope and guidance for leaders facing similar issues. Lastly, the future of business culture. Looking to the future, Horowitz discusses the evolving nature of business culture in the age of remote work, globalization, and technological disruption. He posits that while the methods of cultivating culture may change, the underlying principles remain constant. The final part of the book is a call to action for leaders to continuously engage with and adapt their culture, ensuring it remains relevant and vibrant in the face of change. In conclusion, Ben Horowitz's What You Do Is Who You Are is not just a business book. It's a manifesto on the transformative power of culture in shaping the destiny of companies. Leaders at all levels, entrepreneurs, and anyone interested in organizational development should dive into this work. It provides not just the why, but the how of building a culture that aligns with your vision and values. In today's ever-evolving business landscape, understanding and cultivating an authentic, dynamic culture could very well be the defining factor that sets you apart and paves the way for significant achievements. If you would like to support Ben Horowitz, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.